talk a little bit about gratitude and how it can affect you as a person. Now, I remember many times during my life so far being told I should always be grateful for what I have. This has stayed with me throughout my life. And even when the going gets tough, as it has many times over the years, I endeavour to make sure that I reflect on every day and look for something to be grateful for. Right now, I'm grateful I have a roof over my head, food in the cupboard, and a life to live, even though lockdown is definitely a challenge and it will remain the same for some time to come. Gratitude is described in many ways and in different contexts. It's a value that people sometimes don't consider as part of their daily life. However, it's such a deep and meaningful thing in my opinion. Brother David Steindl-Rast said that gratefulness is the key to a happy life that we hold in our hands. Because if we're not grateful, then no matter how much we have, we won't be happy. Because we'll always want to have something else or something more. What do you think about that one? How can we practice gratitude? Well, if you think about your life right here and now, consider what you're contributing to your own and other people's well-being. Spend a few minutes each morning when you get out of bed and think about what you're grateful for at that specific time. It could be something as simple as the fact that you're alive and you woke up, or something that you've had in the past taken for granted, like a warm bed. When you go to bed at night, spend a few minutes reflecting on your day. What went well? What didn't go so well? And what you were most grateful for during your day. That focuses your mood on the positives and enables you to start and finish your day with some gratitude. In terms of being grateful for what everyone out in the community is doing, you could show your appreciation for what others are contributing, for example. Every Thursday at 8 p.m, people across the island, the UK and in other parts of the world gather outside their homes and show their gratitude for all key workers, those who are giving their time and putting their lives on the line for the benefit of others. Many people are showing their support for our key workers not just on Thursday evenings but at other times too. People are showing their gratitude in so many ways. It's heartwarming to see and hear such things, especially in these strange times when we're surrounded by difficult things to comprehend. Finally, I've got 3 tips for you that will assist you with the practice of gratitude. Keep attention to your emotions. What does gratitude feel like and how does it affect you? Think deeply about what you're grateful for and share this with someone else. Say thank you in a meaningful way. And finally, gratitude can help us to look at difficulties we faced with a different approach. Notice the little things in life. They mean so much. Resilience is a word that at the moment I seem to hear daily on the television, in the media, and on social media too. But what is it? At the present time, if you think about it, we're faced with adversity and everyone reacts to this in different ways. Though humans are technically all the same biologically, we're all unique individuals and we've all got differing abilities to manage adversity. We develop such skills from our childhood and we build them further as we grow into adults. And our abilities may be assisted by our upbringing, by our career pathway, further training, or by our innate ability to manage what's thrown at us. Believing in yourself and your abilities is key to being resilient. Here are some tips to think about. Firstly, acknowledge your feelings and emotions. They're part of you. Being aware of your feelings and how you might act in certain situations is key to understanding how you operate, something you can find out for yourself. Stay connected with other people. This helps you to stay focused, make plans, and take actions to stay safe. Be proactive rather than reactive. Try to think ahead and make some plans about what you would need to do if certain situations arise. Think before you act. That'll enable you to be able to be realistic about what you want to achieve rather than doing something which might cause you difficulties further down the line. Stay confident. If you've made plans to enable you to move forward every day in a safe and appropriate way, this will provide you with a solid base to work from. Being optimistic about your future is another important element too. You could look at the bigger picture. For example, this lockdown is a temporary thing. Life will never be the same, but it will resume in some sort of normality in the future. Just how long we'll be in lockdown is an unknown thing, So try to think of the positives to this apparent negative situation. Are there any opportunities you could use to improve your current state? And then problem solve. Look what happens daily in your life and take measured responses. But by this I mean, go with the flow and adapt accordingly to whatever happens. To finish, here is a quote I found the other day which felt appropriate to end our chat about resilience today. It's cited as being written anonymously, so I've no idea who wrote it, but here it is. Anyone can give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. But to hold it all together when everybody else would understand if you fell apart, that is true strength. Isn't that lovely? Now for a few minutes about kindness. Kindness comes in many forms. We all like to think we are kind, but are we? Recently, I've read of some people showing unkindness and poor behaviour towards others. Perhaps this is because of fear, perhaps frustration with the current coronavirus restrictions on our liberty. To be fair, it could be due to a myriad of reasons. We're all individuals and we're all affected by the lockdown in different ways. In the dictionary, kindness is described as the quality of being gentle, caring, and considerate. In my humble opinion, kindness is so much more than that. I believe that kindness is a key interpersonal skill that can both strengthen and enable both the giver of kindness and the receiver of kindness. It can help you to feel valued, useful, and connected with others. Humans are social animals, aren't we? We all need differing levels of human contact. It's such an individual thing. Coping with lockdown and social physical distancing was a difficult and new concept at the beginning of the pandemic, wasn't it? Now we're some weeks into the lockdown, it's natural to become frustrated, upset, anxious, or even angry at the circumstances we find ourselves in. For some people, relationships may become difficult, whilst others relish in being with each other for longer periods than usual. People trying to work from home and juggle homeschooling and childcare at the same time may be struggling to accomplish tasks. Connection with others, whether by voice, sight, or otherwise, is incredibly important to some people. Now is the time to demonstrate your kindness to others, so what could you think of doing? There are so many valuable things you can do to be kind to others. Spend some time online. You could help with schoolwork of family or friends' children. You could read children a bedtime story using technology, even if you're not with them. How delightful is that? Check on your neighbours, swap phone numbers and stay connected. Volunteer your skills to help others. You may not think you have skills which may be valuable to others, however, you almost certainly have. So many skills are transferable to other situations. Volunteering does not necessarily mean doing physical work. It could also be remote work or online. The list is endless. If you're in a position to physically help others, you could consider volunteering locally in your own area. On the island, there are locally based hubs which are coordinating help for those who need it. If you're staying at home all the time, you can still be kind to others. Writing note cards or letters to someone who's self-isolating is a great thought of kindness. For those who are not able to connect using technology, a letter is such a morale boost, linking with the outside world, instead of being just in your four walls at home, as it were. Right now, we cannot meet for coffee or meet with those people important to us. So you could have a virtual meetup with some friends for a cuppa. Bring your own, of course. Last week I did this twice. Yes, I admit it felt weird not actually being with people and chatting. Indeed, several of us felt that. We've arranged to meet up every week from now on until we're able to meet up again at our usual cafe meeting place. Now, shopping is very different as well, isn't it? We could order essential items from shops local to us. All businesses have been hit by the necessary restrictions and they need our support to stay afloat. You could purchase things in different ways. Use the phone. Use the technology. Again, this helps us to all stay connected, doesn't it? A thing I've noticed since lockdown is that if I see anyone passing or someone delivers something to me, I feel compelled to not only say the usual hello and thank you, I also ask them how they are, wish them well, and thank them more than once for the service they may be providing to me and others. All of these elements could constitute kindness if you think about it, and there are so many more. So create your own kindness, and please remember to be kind to yourself, because you are important. Now, I've read some heartwarming stories and shared some of them on the Sunday afternoon show as well as in the Stay Healthy Hour. And all of my fellow presenters at Vectis Radio have been sharing acts of kindness from others, people helping others in sometimes the most extraordinary ways. On the island, people are showing kindness, respect for others, sharing love and tenderness towards many people in such innovative ways. And something I've found such a delight during lockdown are several of my friends who are taking photographs and videos of their daily exercise time. As I'm not allowed to go out at all, this is so wonderful, as I'd so miss being out and about. So go on, what's stopping you from creating your own sort of kindness? Share it with others. It'll help everyone's health and well-being now and in the future.